Hey, so Robin Thicke, I think he's still trying to get back Paula Patton. Who knows? He's performing tonight at the theater at Madison Square Garden on this tour right now. So where's Paula? Well, who knows? Maybe Life and Style Weekly knows. Recap of the week that was on Ralphie Tonight. TV reporter Evan Real will start off with these two because they've been in the news really nonstop since the VMAs, but especially over the past couple weeks since the divorce was announced. What's the latest that you're hearing, sir?
So Robin Thicke has been on tour, and he is trying to win back Paula Patton, like, hard. Core at every single concert, he is dedicating his songs to her. But while Robin's desperate to get Paula back, Paula's been doing her own thing in LA, just living it up. And Life and Style knows that she could really benefit from the divorce. She could get up to $21 million if the divorce is finalized.
Well, you know what they say, especially out in California, it's cheaper to keep her.
Yeah.
Exactly. Life and Style Weekly TV reporter Evan Real. All right, let's get to Katy Perry and John Mayer because they've been in the news nonstop as well, and not because Katie's doing the weather down in Australia or trading Twitter insults with Miley Cyrus, but because they've broken up too, and there's been some more news that's come out since the breakup about why it might have happened. Evan, what do you know?
She just doesn't really trust him, insiders are telling us, and, you know, she suspected he was cheating on her or going to cheat on her, so she freaked out and just called it quits. And it's not the first time the couple has split. You know, Katie pulled the plug soon after they first started dating in the summer of 2012. Mm-hmm. You know, then obviously they rekindled their romance, but she just couldn't deal with, you know, rumors about him cheating and decided to end it.
And we have no concrete evidence yet that he actually cheated, so I feel like eventually this is going to kind of wash over her. Maybe she'll go on tour for a little bit. She's going to eventually miss him, and then I think they're going to get back together. Don't you, or no?
You think so?
Yes. You don't think so? Please tell me why, real quick.
Because she's reforming a bad boy. She did the same thing with Russell Brand, and that didn't work out. But, I mean, it's Katy Perry. She does, like, the bad boy, so she could possibly go back to it if she can't find one who's badder than John.
See, and that's my whole point. Like, everything you said was true. She tried to do it as well with Travis McCoy at Gym Class Heroes, but I think this
that's
is...
another one.
Yeah, this is her type of guy, though, and there's no getting around that. Hey, as long as they're happy. Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly, TV reporter Evan Real, Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. Are they seeing each other? This is an interesting couple.
They are seeing each other, but Katie Holmes wants to keep it on the down low because, you know, even though Jamie has a rep for being a playboy in Hollywood, Katie is the one calling the shots in this relationship. And rule number one for Katie is for them not to call it a relationship. Basically, Jamie's a booty call for Katie.
How do you go from Tom Cruise to Jamie Foxx? Can you try to explain that one?
I think when you go from Tom Cruise, you are looking for the exact opposite. And I think that could probably be Jamie Foxx. So,
okay. Evan, you kind of said something without saying it, but I caught on to what you were saying, and now I understand this. What's happening?
Yeah.
So thank you for enlightening us. You read about more of those stories with Life and Style Weekly, of course. TV reporter Evan Real, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend, bud.
Of course, you too.